Chapter Number 10, Madhyadeep, Part 2. All glories to Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda and Sri Advaita Acharya. All glories to Sri Gadadhar and Srivas Thakur. All glories to Sri Dhamma Navadeep, the abode of pure devotion. All glories to the holy names of Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda. O souls of the age of Kali, please listen. Give up exploitation and renunciation. Give up righteousness and unrighteousness. Just worship Nitai and Chaitanya, who are an ocean of mercy. They are freely distributing the ecstasy of Vrindavan, and anyone can receive it from them without any trouble. When the night was over, Nityananda took Jiva Goswami with him and continued to wander on pilgrimage through the holy land of Navadeep. At one point, Nityananda Prabhu stopped and said, "You see this village? Everyone now calls this place Brahmanapura, but in all the scriptures it is known as Brahmana Pushkara. There is a mysterious and confidential story in connection with this holy place. Once in Satya Yuga, a Brahmana named Jivana Das gave up his family life and went on pilgrimage to different holy places. He became very fond of the holy place known as Pushkara Tirtha. Still, in the course of his wanderings, he came to Navadeep Dham and stayed for some time. One night in a dream, he was told to remain in Navadeep, where he would receive a great treasure. He built himself a cottage and lived here until he became quite old. In his last days, he wanted to see Pushkara, but he was too old to go anywhere. Unable to walk so far, he began to weep, thinking, 'Now I will never see Pushkara.' At that time, that holy place personified the personality of Pushkara, being merciful, appeared before Jivana Das, disguised as a Brahmana, and said, 'Do not weep. Before you is a splendid pond. Bathe there once, and you will see Pushkara appear before your very eyes.' Hearing this, Jivana Das bathed in a beautiful pond. Having bathed there, he received the divine vision to see Pushkara standing before him. Crying, Jivana Das said, 'I have been a great nuisance to you to make you come so far.' Pushkara replied, 'Listen, O fortunate Brahmana, I have not come from far away, but am actually present here in Navadeep. All great holy places reside in Navadeep, and so if you serve Navadeep, you serve all holy places. Although I appear in the West in another form, I reside here permanently. The results attained by bathing 100 times there are actually dispensed from here. Therefore, whoever leaves Navadeep with the desire to visit other holy places is an ignorant fool. One may achieve some result by travelling to all the different holy places, but all those tirthas are fully present in Navadeep.' Nityananda said, 'The personality of the holy place known as Pushkara, in the form of that mysterious Brahmana, continued, "O Jivana Das, do you see the raised area over there? That is Kurukshetra Brahmavarta. The rivers Saraswati and Drishadvati flow on its two sides. It is splendid and bestows much piety on whoever visits there. I will tell you a great secret, O Brahmana. Very soon there will be great ecstasy there. In the house of Sachidevi at Mayapur, Sri Chaitanya will take birth and distribute divine love of Krishna. In all these places, the Lord and his devotees will dance madly in the nectar of Sankirtan. All the avatars of Godhead and their devotees will join the Lord in that great vibration of divine sound. The whole universe will drown in the flood of love of Godhead. Except for the most stubborn of atheists, all will receive divine love. Whoever lives in this holy land will attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya. O Jivana Das, a sinful person may perform Krishna bhajan and worship Krishna for millions and millions of years and never attain attraction for the holy name. But if one worships Sri Chaitanya, his sinful mentality will be quickly uprooted and within a very short time he will attain Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Taking shelter of the Sakis, he will realize his spiritual body and serve the divine couple in a secluded grove. O Jivanadas, remain here and perform your bhajan, and you will see Sri Chaitanya and his associates. Nityananda continued. Saying this, the personality of Pushkara departed. A voice from the sky said, "The age of Kali is coming. At that time you will again take birth and swim in the ocean of Gaurakirtan." Hearing this, Jivanadas made up his mind to stay at this lake and worship the Lord. While Jiva was listening to this ancient story, he and Nityananda Prabhu entered Uchchahatta, which is non-different from Kurukshetra. As they walked, Sri Nityananda began to explain the significance of that place. He said, "Here all the demigods descended to earth and brought with them the holy place known as Kurukshetra. Whatever holy places were in the region of Brahmavarta, between the Sarasvati and Drishadvati rivers, are present here. Maharaj Prithu and others reside here and render service to Nabadeep. The results obtained by living in Kurukshetra for 100 years are attained by staying here for one night. Here the demigods came and set up a marketplace for discussing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya. For that reason, this place is known as Hattadanga, Market Hill. Just by seeing this place, one will become drowned in the ocean of love of Godhead." When Sri Chaitanya set out to deliver the Kazi, he began from Mayapur in the evening, taking a great kirtan party of 14 drums with him. Because of the sweetness of the chanting, that night became a night of Brahma. During that time, Sri Chaitanya wandered throughout this land. Since then, on every holy Ekadashi day, the Lord would wander over these 9 islands and perform Sankirtan. According to his own sweet will, sometimes he would also circumambulate a 10 or 16 mile area of Antardeep. From his own house, he went first to Barakona Ghat, then around Balal Dhirgika and the house of Sridhar. From there he would go to the edge of Antardeep. In this way he would easily complete a 10-mile tour of Nabadeep Dham within Antardeep. From Simulia he would go to the house of the Kazi. After talking to Sridhar, he would go to Gadigacha, Kodruma, and then to Majida, Madhyadeep. Crossing the Ganges at that point, he would go up to Paradanga and Chinnadanga on the other bank, and then crossing the Ganges again, he would return home after having completed a 16-mile circumambulation. Nityananda concluded, "His tour would end after 9 nights, and so the scriptures refer to it as Navaratra Parikrama, or the holy journey of 9 nights. One does the 10-mile tour in one day, and completes the 16-mile tour in 3 days, spending the first night in Mayapur, the second in Kodruma, and the third on the opposite shore of the Ganges." Hearing these instructions on the method of pilgrimage from Nityananda Prabhu, Jiva Goswami could not contain his love of Godhead. Thus the poor and humble Bhaktivinoda, whose hope is to attain the lotus feet of Nittai and Janava, describes the glories of Navadeep Dham.